Well, hello and welcome to I'm Right, I'm Right. This show will be starting in approximately 4 minutes and 30 seconds, so please stand by. But in the meantime, if you are watching this in replay, you can fast forward past this spot and get right into the show. Yes, you can. You can do that every time you watch the show in replay. Now, also, if you want to just watch the show, you don't have to do anything. If you're going to watch live, however you're watching, whether you're watching from Jill's website or you're watching on Facebook or YouTube, all you have to do is watch and not a thing. And please, if you're on YouTube or Facebook, please send your comments because we love them so much and it helps move the show along. And we do want to show that this show is for everyone, so please make your comments. But if you want to be on the show, you would like to say something and be seen, or if you'd like to say something and not be seen, once you start the prompts, which are the prompts for be on the show, then the first prompt will be on the show or donate, and then you'll get be on the show. Press that. And then there's just about two more prompts that you follow, and you will be on the show. And if you don't want to be on camera, just say you don't. There'll be an option to not choose the camera, and that's all you need to do. So we have about 2 minutes and 30 seconds, and we'll be here with you live. So please stand by. Okay, everyone, the show will start in just about a minute, actually 45 seconds, and we'll be here live. That's Jill Cox Cordova and Anthony Cordova right here on I'm Right, I'm Right. See you in a few. Jill is saying hello, hello.
I am saying
and
hello, and we're hello.
Not, we are not ready. At the very last minute, we hit some technical difficulties. So you didn't hear this music to start the show. So let's do a redo.
Greetings, everyone. This is I'm Right.
I'm Right.
And I'm Jill Cox Cordova.
I'm Anthony Cordova.
Welcome, everybody.
Yes, welcome, 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 welcome. Oh, my goodness. This evening, not until the very last seconds before we were to start, we realized that there were a few glitches. So we always talk about, if you want to be on the show, hit the button that says donate or be on the show, and then hit the be on the show button. But it seems that
there is
somehow,
no be on the show button.
Poof!
It just
disappeared.
It's probably out on the town dancing, having a great time.
The be on the show button just vanished.
It just left.
And that's actually not on us. It's some technical issue.
Some type of we don't know.
We'll
check it out though. And we will find a way be able to let you talk to us. But most of you, for the past few shows, have been writing comments,
yes,
on Facebook. And we appreciate that because we can't see those.
Yes.
So if you would like to talk to us, you could do it that way tonight.
Write a comment. Yes.
Say hello. We'll say hello
back. What's up?
That's right.
So
we'll say hey, hey.
There were some other things going on before, and I really shouldn't divulge this.
Yes, don't. But we're going to get into the show.
You know, the show is I'm Right, I'm Right, and I know that I'm perfect, and that Jill is almost perfect. But before the show.
Oh, everybody, please write comments and tell Tony that you are Team Jill and that he should not have said that to me.
But before the show, we were fighting. We was fighting over pushing buttons. We have a board in front of us here that controls all we do, the camera angles and all of that. And we were fighting. We were like this. Eh, eh. We were, push the button. And I don't know why. I don't know where it came from. I don't know what any of that was about. Jill, what was that about?
First of all, it was not a fight. Second of all, that was you. I was the one that was pushing a button. He's doing like this because I don't know why. Starting this week, twice a week, I punch buttons the whole show. And on this one, I was just seeing what was there. He kept saying, I've already tested it. I'm like, okay, but I need to test it. And guess what? It's a good thing I did because I found something that wasn't right that we fixed.
Yeah, that I fixed.
Because I found it.
And then I fixed.
You fixed it, but I found it.
Yeah.
If we had left it up to you testing, we wouldn't have seen it.
But I fixed it.
Anyway, that is not what tonight's show is about. It's only a 30-minute show.
Oh, see, y'all didn't just see that. I just got hit below the camera angle. I got hit.
He's been doing this the whole show, and then I do that, and he calls that a hit. What is wrong with you?
Oh, my goodness. What a night.
So tonight's show is about rebound relationships. It's part of a segment that we call
Stand by Your Stance.
Woo. Stand by Your Stance.
So how many rebound people have you been with?
Well, you know, that is a good question. And I think we should start with what really is a rebound person?
That is a excellent point. Yes.
Yeah.
What is that to you?
Well, you know, because I asked you as we pose this question, I start thinking about how some people, and I'll just use male and female now, but it can go for anyone actually, but men and women tend to act different when there's a breakup and a rebound.
Don't be sexist.
No, but
or it's, binary.
It's true, and this is why. See, a male will tend to after a breakup. Listen, you can shake your head all you want.
I will.
But, but a male will tend to, this is, I never speak in absolutes, but a male after a breakup will tend to try to date as many women as he can.
Oh, and you think women don't do that?
Some do. Some do. But a woman may get a rebound guy. You know, may get a rebound guy.
And, don't make it binary.
It doesn't have to be binary. But what I'm saying is some people are different. Some people are different.
Okay? All people are different.
So listen, yes, all people are different. We're all different. But some of us, after a breakup, will date as many people as possible.
Was that you?
Then, yeah, that was me. Break up, find somebody the next day. Okay? That's what you do. You start working on it.
Well, I wait till the next day.
I waited till the next day. Because maybe I got hurt.
Oh, you got hurt.
Maybe I got hurt. Oh. Maybe I got hurt.
Well, we had another episode where you said you weren't usually the one being dumb.
I'm saying maybe I got hurt.
Okay.
That's maybe I got hurt.
Okay. You see? At least you only did it if you were hurt?
No.
Then what are you saying?
No. Because I'm saying I waited a day. You asked me whether I waited a day if I got hurt. Maybe I got hurt. Or in the same night. That's what you were asking.
I said, Why wait?
Why, you know, you could do it. Well, I may have gotten hurt, so I didn't want to do it that night. And it might have been a Monday night.
It might have been.
So it's a little harder to find a new person on a Monday night.
Not hard at all.
Okay, tell me all about it, Jill. Tell me about it.
First of all, I want to say hi to Aaron and Sophie. Hi, Aaron and Sophie. Thank you for watching. We love you guys and hope that you're doing well.
Yes, we miss you also.
Yes, we do.
Yes
we do. And hope you come our way sometime.
They are supposed to come our way.
Yes, they are. So
we're looking forward to it.
Yes.
Okay, Jill. Okay.
So,
rebound person.
Rebound. I do think you make an excellent point about what is a rebound person. Mm-hmm. Because is it really a rebound or is it just the next person?
That's a good question. So what has it been? See, that's another. This brings up so many questions. Like, is it the next person? And does the next person become long term? And does the person either in the party know that they're the rebound person?
But maybe they're just the next person.
Maybe so they're the rebound person. Maybe they married the rebound person.
Well,
then they figure it out like 15 years in that, oh, shoot, I just married the rebound person. You know, no wonder I was never committed to this relationship because I just married the rebound person, the first person that came along. Fill that void.
Maybe, maybe not. But I took a poll on LinkedIn and I asked, are you still with the rebound person? And you want to hear the results?
I would love to hear the results.
Drum roll, please.
Drum roll, please.
75% of the people who answered the question said, nope, They are not still with the rebound person. But the other 25% said they've never been in a relationship with a rebound person. So, again, that gets to your point of what is a rebound person? Is it the next relationship? Is it because you want to just, I don't know, be with someone immediately?
I would like to poll the people that said they never were in, had a rebound relationship. I would like to poll them because I truly think some of those people married the rebound person. Okay. So they're not going to say they were a rebound person.
Should they call themselves a rebound person if they're married to you?
Well, they're if they married the person and that really was the right person for them. But if they married the rebound person and then they start asking themselves questions like, why did I get married? Is this really the person for me? Oh, well, we're together, so we'll just stick it out. And then they may have children or, you know, the relationship, they get in deeper. They buy a house together. They have cars together. You know, they jobs and insurance and all of that. Everything gets all mixed together, right? But they're in the back of their mind, it, you know, maybe this wasn't the right person for them. But, and I'm not saying the rebound person is a bad person.
Well, that's what I was going to say. How can you just blame it on if you were the next person?
Well, if you're not asking yourself those types of questions, chances are they weren't a rebound person.
But isn't it a common question to when you first start seeing someone, you know, what happened in your last relationship? Isn't that a common, or how long ago was your last relationship?
No.
Isn't that a common question?
No, that's not the question I'm asking.
That most people will ask that question. Therefore, they're aware if they're the rebound person or not. Most people will ask, when was the last time you were in a relationship?
But again, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're a rebound.
Correct.
Because they're the next person. Correct. You know, not necessarily. It doesn't necessarily mean that.
Agreed.
But it could be.
Could be.
Could be.
Could
That's
be.
Why I want to poll the people that said they've never been in a rebound relationship.
And what would you
I'm
ask
willing
them?
To bet. I would ask them questions like, hey, did you get cold feet before you, if they got married? Did you get cold feet? Did you find that you had some type of lack of commitment to this new person?
What are we talking about? Now you've lost me.
Because you asked me, how would I find out whether the people that have that are
no,
in a rebound
relationship. I asked relationship. You said you want to poll the 25% of the people who said they've never been in
yeah,
a rebound
relationship.
I want
to poll them.
And I yes. And yes. I said, what would you ask them?
I just was telling you.
That doesn't make sense.
It does make sense.
Cold feet from what?
Like, let's say they married the rebound person.
They
right?
just said they were never in a rebound relationship.
Yeah, but maybe they were. Maybe they married the rebound person. They just don't realize it. That's why I want to poll them and get to the bottom of it. I want to get to the bottom of it. That's what I want to do. So, because I would say you said it was 25%?
25%.
I would say out of that 25%, so let's make them 100%. So we're been talking about one whole now. So out of those people, I would say 5% of them probably married the rebound person. That's my guess. That's my hypothesis.
Well, then they would have said, yes, they're still in a relationship.
People don't want to admit they married the rebound
and no
person.
No one said, yes, they're still with
no
the rebound
one is,
person.
No one is going
no
to
one
say
said that.
That's right. It's zero. So no one is going to say that, even if they think it. So you have to get them pulled aside. Because can you imagine if you've been married to the rebound person or in any type of committed relationship with this person and you're living together and it's been 7 or 8 years and you take a poll that asks, have you ever married the rebound person? And if you check yes, that's going to cause a problem. If you admit to marrying the rebound person, it will cause a problem in your relationship. So you have to talk to one person at a time.
Well, we shall see, because I have a study that you don't know the results of yet. Anyway.
Wait, are you keeping secrets from me?
No. You just didn't see the study. I do a study every single episode. You just didn't see the results of this one.
Wait. I got to stop you. I got to. No. Not yet.
We got to go. It's a half hour show.
Am I the rebound person?
No.
Who were you seeing before you met me?
You met him.
Oh, that guy. No. I wasn't the rebound person.
You were not. See? Was I the rebound person? Because the person you were with introduced herself to me.
Let's move on to our next segment.
Oh, you're not going
to
answer that question?
We have a next segment here, Jill.
No. You're not going to answer that. Oh, I was the rebound?
You were not the rebound. Absolutely not.
He just said people who married the rebound person won't tell you that they did. He just said that, right? You all are my witnesses. He just said that. But we will move on to the next segment. All right. So we give help in this show in a segment that we call
I'm trying to help you.
I don't know why you're doing this. I saw it. Oh, you think this conversation is over only on this show?
I need some
powder. Is this conversation over?
I need some powder. It's getting hot in here.
So this segment is where we offer help. So, sweetheart, how would you help someone who is still with the rebound person, who's married to the rebound person? How would you help them?
Well, you know, Jill, I was getting to that. How would I help them? So the first thing you do is you really have to admit to yourself that you married the rebound person, or you got into a committed relationship with the rebound person, a long-term committed relationship, and you're beginning to realize that, oh man, I shouldn't have married this person. They were the rebound. You know, you just realize they were the rebound person. So actually, you know, you have to be honest with yourself and honest with your partner. And maybe, you know, you all need to move on from each other, because you don't want to get into 20 years of a relationship and then like, oh, I should have left 7 years in, or I should have left 6 months in. And it makes it difficult for your life to live that way when you're not really with the right person. You just got into a relationship because they were the rebound, they were convenient, and you were able to fill that void. So that's the advice I have for that, Jill. That's what I have.
Well, my advice is ask yourself, what does a rebound person mean to you? Because sometimes, even if you got into a relationship for one reason and you start spending time with that person and realize, oh, I actually really enjoyed this person, and you get to know them more and more. And then the next thing you know, I love this person, right? So to me, that's not a bad thing. But if it's a rebound where you just don't want to be alone, you want to hook up, be honest with the other person. You have to communicate. I say communicate every single show. So this is me saying it this time.
Wow, 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 wow. So actually, we both were pretty close on that.
Yes. For the first time in this show, we agree.
That is not the first time.
And this episode is the first time we have agreed. It took us 21 minutes to agree on something.
But that is the point of this show.
Because I'm right.
I'm right.
You're not. Both were right. We're back. So, we're back.
So we both were right. So it's okay. But it's okay for us to have a difference of opinion, to see things a little differently. But we don't get like we were before the show and doing all of this. So we're good.
Oh, we're going to do that after the show. So let's get to our next segment that we call,
Hey.
Did you hear about this?
Did you hear about that? We had a discussion about that last week.
Yes. Tony felt he should say it a certain way. And I'm like, I don't understand. I don't understand. All right. Well, this is the segment where I talk about some press release or some study that I have read. And I try to make it about the topic of the night. So I read a study about rebound relationships, and it was put out by the Journal of Social and Personal Relationships. And it found that research does not show that rebound relationships are doomed to fail. Did you hear that?
Nope. Nope, I didn't hear
See,
that.
He wasn't listening to me. That's why I said, did you hear that?
I didn't hear none of that.
Pushing buttons.
I didn't hear none of that. No, I heard that.
Really? What did I say?
That a certain percentage of rebound relationships are not doomed.
I haven't said what the percentage is yet.
Oh, okay.
But it found that there are benefits to rebound relationships. Want to hear what they are?
Sure. Sure do. Sure do.
Those who found new partners quickly after a breakup ended up feeling more confident about their desirability. For some reason, they were more trusting of others. That's the only one I question, because that doesn't necessarily make me trust people more or not. And they found that they were less likely to say they still had feelings for their ex.
Huh. I'm surprised.
So there
by that
are
one.
Benefits that they just moved on.
Okay. Do you have any more information on that?
I do.
Okay.
So can you guess the average length of time that people do stay with the rebound person?
7 years.
Now you got jokes.
What? I'm guessing. That's my guess. You said the average amount of time they stay with them, period.
With their in a rebound relationship.
For these people that stay in a rebound relationship.
Anybody.
Oh, anybody?
Yes.
Probably. I thought you meant about the people that stay in one.
No.
Okay. So for anybody, probably a month.
That was the minimum. Usually rebound relationships last anywhere between a month and a year, but the most average time is 5 to 6 months. I never lasted 5 or 6 months with my rebound people.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's
Did you? Oh, I forgot. He married me. I'm the rebound person. I forgot.
You are
and
not.
We're going on 18 years.
You, but you are not the rebound person.
I don't know. We're going to talk about that when this
can
show is over.
I promise you are not the rebound person. Nope. I can look you straight in the eye.
You are not the rebound person.
Now there.
Ha! So as in Journalism 101, you learn.
Yeah, she was looking to see whether people. I would look her in the eye and stuff like that.
He looked me in the eye, but his eyes were really big, so that's kind of a tell, you know?
But I have big eyes. See?
I'd like to welcome Elaine to the show. Hey, Elaine. Hey, it must be a night
Elaine
of Charlotte.
Was cooking.
The people in our audience tonight are in Charlotte.
Are from Charlotte. That is so cool. Charlotte
so, in fact, Charlotte Aaron in and Sharon, or Aaron, I'm sorry, Aaron and Elaine may actually know each other because Elaine, where we saw your play, Aaron told us about it.
Yes.
Oh, Elaine just shared something big. She says, hey, y'all, I am married to my rebound person, too. 26 years.
There you go. See? But she's not in that 5% that I talked about. No, she is the 5% I've talked about. The ones that stay married and are happily. Oh, which way did I say that? Well, anyway, yes, it's good to, you know, get a rebound person. But the question is, does your husband know he's the rebound person?
Maybe she was the rebound person.
No, Elaine was not the rebound person. I can say that. My head held high. How about that?
Hey. Well, congratulations,
yes,
Elaine.
Absolutely.
See, you are proof that it doesn't matter. It's like all these.
Yes.
Like, she says yes to which question,
yes,
though?
Yes, we don't know yes.
Which question?
He was or.
He was or you were.
I think, I think he was the rebound person. I think that's what she said yes to.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to see. She'll tell us.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think that Elaine and Aaron should meet if they haven't already, because where we saw your play, Elaine, Aaron had told us about some of the things that happened there. So I have a feeling that you all either already know each other or should. And then Elaine says, I had a bad breakup, but I was determined to get married. I was 32 and I did it. It didn't waste any time. I'm with you, girl. I'm with you.
Get the job done.
She got the job done. That's right. That's right.
Get the job done. That's excellent. That is absolutely excellent.
Well, thank you for sharing, Elaine. We appreciate you. We love you. And we love you, Aaron and Sophie. Thank you all for being here tonight.
Absolutely.
It's time for us to wrap up.
Really? Get the heck on out of here. Oh, I guess we are.
We are getting the heck
get
on out of here.
Get the heck on out of here.
All right. So we're here every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock Eastern. You know how to find us. You're here tonight. So hopefully you'll keep coming back live if you can. Tony, you also have a show.
Yes. Also remember to come check out my show, The Soul Reader, with me, Anthony Cordova, and get a free empathic reading. And that's every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. Just go to knowtobestill.com/podcast. Or YouTube or Facebook. Oh, look, I got another show too.
Got another show.
Which is going to relaunch this coming Saturday, which I believe is March 23rd. And that is Poetic People Fighting Racism. You go to knowtobestill.com/podcast to check that out. And that will be every other Saturday night at 9 p.m. So come check it out and be part of the show so we can have some great discussions. And that's about it on that. What else we got, Jill?
Well, I wanted to say hi to Charlie. Hey, Charlie.
Charlie is there.
Thank you.
Oh, yes. Hey, Charlie, what's up?
What's up?
That's right. The Really Charlie Podcast. Yeah.
That's right. Well, thank cool. you, everybody. We love you all, and we appreciate that you were here and that you talked to us. That's
yes.
always fun.
Thank you. It's beginning to feel like the old show again. So, we love it. We love all of you.
Time to go.
Are we going? All right. Well, thank you everyone for watching. Until next time, we love you all.
We love you all.
Bye.
Bye.